Okay, so we're learning the halachas in Shin Pei of things that an ovel is also, and amongst them the ovel is also the malacha. So let's just review again. Start from Sif Bey's malacha ketzad. Kol gimel yomer harishon also be malacha afilo oni hamis punishment hatstaka mikan ve'elech imhu oni ve'en lo ma yochal also betzina betoch beso ve'isha tova bepelach betoch beso aval amu chacham tova me'ele l'shcheno she'tzrichu l'kach. Right, that the shcheinim didn't that the Shechinim didn't, support her. That she's in it's a dire circumstance. She has to work during a period of avelis. Kederach shemutu d'mamor ez lichto b'chol amoyed, kach mutu lichto v'mei evlo, aval lo b'inyan acher. And let's just continue. Kishem shu osu basiyas malocha, kachu also lisha velitim b'schor v'leilach m'vdina l'mdina b'schor. Just as he's also do malacha, he's not allowed to do business on during the period of avelus, during the shiva. Afilu dava ha'ovid also ovel lasos ben hu ben avodav uvishiv chalsov ubonav ubnosov shemais yadayim shalom. So, by an ovel, what's osa? Even dava ovid is osa. So it's interesting. By chalamoy, the halacha is that dava ovid is mutter. Here, dava ovid is only mutter if it's an alidei acherim. Look, in osa lasos melachto alidei acherim, afilu ovid kochavim. Right? Ela im kenhu dava ovid shadava ovid mutter la ovel lasos alidei acherim. Afilu dava ha'osu b'moyed mishum tilcha muta v'afilu hu ma'isa uman. V'yeshim, the Ramah says, ayidei acherim v'hu dava ovel muta lasos ha'ovel ba'atzmo. Not just if it's a dava ovel, then we're marking it ayidei acherim v'hu dava ha'ovel muta lasos ha'ovel ba'atzmo. So, actually quotes in the name of the Ramban and so on. Ula acha shloshim harishom yesh lahokal afilu toch gimel v'hu hefsid meruba. So if it's the hefsid meruba, he's makel. So we have different days where the dava ovid, the Ramos makel. If you can't do a dayacherim, so that it's mutter to do yourself. Right, so but first of all, why is it that dava ovid? I mean, what's the locha that malacha is asa? Just want to think this through the logic of it. Why is it that malacha is asa chalamayim, and why is it that malacha is asa doing shiva, and why is it therefore that one dava ovid is mutta and the other dava ovid is asa? After all, many rishonim hold that malacha chalamayim is an isa diraisa. It's a shaila how we pass in the halacha. Mishnah Berurah has a whole deen about it. The whole series have shown in one way and the other have shown the other way. But why is it that Dava Ovid is Mutta Cholamoyed and is not Mutta for the for an Ovil? Does anybody have a suggestion?
Lechora would be the same concept of not removing your mind from what you're supposed to be focusing on.
Correct. And therefore...
And therefore it should be the same Dina.
One would think it would be the same, right? So I just want to... What you said is exactly correct. I
heard that from the Rav. What he said was, he said that by, I think I mentioned part of it last time we learned, was he said, and then the Ritfon Moed Kotnis, as the Rav said, he thought that those Rishonim who hold that Isa Malacha Cholamod is Osa Diraisa, why should it be Osa Diraisa? How can it be Osa Diraisa? After all, the Torah says Mufurish, that, the first and the last day is Osa, how can it be that Cholamod, there should be an Isa Malacha? So the Rav said that if it's us to be right, the Midiraisa, he thought that the loch is because on Yontif, on Cholamoyed, there's a mitzvah simcha. And Malacha al Pidin represents Hesach Hadas. And he cited that it says, that by Paraduma, that the Mechatis requires Shemira. And if you do Malacha, they become possible because they become possible hesachadas. So you see that is exactly what you said, that malacha al pidin represents hesachadas, and he says so. Therefore, if you do malacha, the isis because it takes away from the simcha, because the hesachadas and the simcha. And he cited as a proof to this that it says in the Megillah. The Gemara Megillah tells us that I think from Rabbi Yochanan that originally Mordechai and Esther wanted to asa, because it says originally that if you may yontif, right? That they wanted to make it asa b'malacha, but later when it says Mr. Shimon doesn't say malacha because they didn't that they want makabel that it should be asa b'malacha. Therefore, Medina. Purim is not also a malacha. Aminig is not to do a malacha on Purim if it's not necessary. But Medina is not also. It's not like a yontif. So I said, what were they thinking? What they were going to give Kedushas Hayom to Purim? You know, the Rav was always upset. He thought it was a shita tchuya. But the Mishnah Berurah says it could be that we pass in that way. That, you know, the Miri is of the opinion that we make a shechianu on Purim itself and on Chanukah itself. So if a person doesn't have wasn't able to hear the Megillah, so we say the Shechianu the Megillah. But if you didn't have it, you'd make a Shechianu on the Yom itself. So the Rav thought that was a Chiddush because he said there's no Kedushas Hayom. So what Shaykh to say a Shechianu? The Shechianu relates to the Kedushas Hayom. There's not so. Obviously, merely thinks otherwise, even though there's no Kedushas Yom, but there is a Chal Hashem that the Yom is also behest with Tainus. So he thought it's Shaykh, a Shaykh Yano on that as well. It really depends on Shukhranot. In Mechab, it says that if you didn't make a Shaykh Yano the first day when you lit candles, you can make them the next day, next to the next day. Okashi Yisko. So what does that mean, Okashi Yisko? So that's Machlaikis. Magravam and others, does mean Kishiyisko when he'll remember the next time he lights candles, or means Kishiyisko, you know, whenever he'll remember in the middle of the day, if it's past the eighth, on the eighth day, he already lit all the candles, he can still make a Shechianu, because that's like the Shita of the Miri. Or Kishiyisko means only B'Shas Hadlaka the next time, right? The Magravam, the Lush talk about it. So what shaykh that they should have been us that it should be us malachas? The Rav said that it would, because since it's Yimei Simcha, they wanted to ask malacha like Chol HaMoed, because the hesach hadas from the Simcha. So similarly here in Avelos, the halacha is that is us offhand. The Avelos is a kim shebelev. It's the grief. The Rav emphasized it's the experience, the emotional internal experience, which is an essential element of Avelos, Eina Ninas Ela Belev, and therefore the Hesach Hadas is a Hesach Hadas from, you know, from the Avelos. So now coming back to why should there be a difference between Chol HaMoed, that Dover Ovid is Mutter, and Avelos, that Dover Ovid is Osa, unless you have this school of the Ramor here, maybe it depends on this issue, you know, if it's Hesach Hadas, just pure Hesach Hadas, or maybe the halach should be identical. Unless you say that Dova Ovid is a special heter as relates to if you say it's part of Simcha, you know, as if he's going to, you know, it'll forget Dova Ovid, that'll stare the Simcha, right? So it's a special heter Dova Ovid as relates to Yontif, as opposed to here by Avelos. It's not Simcha, it's Hesach Hadas from the Avelos, so that special heter doesn't apply. So let's just read a little about Dover Ovid. So just look in the Shach Ois Dalit. The Dafke B'Moyed Osu Dvorim Shal Torah Mepnei Kovid HaMoyed Ava B'Ovil Shal Also Adei Acherim Mai Ich Beslan B'Torah D'Acherim. So that's in the Mechab, it says, afilu dova ha'os b'moyed mishum tircha muta afilu hu ma'isa uman, right? So here on the contrary, there's another cool, in other words, that which is muta,
See, al dei acherim is not. There's no possibility al dei acherim by well, b'moyed al dei acherim means al dei nochrim, because everybody's mechuyev in the moyed. By avelus al dei acherim means other people, right? But in this respect, cholamoyed is different than what. Then of las relates to tircha. Elam kiyum dova ovid shadova ovid mut lasos derechem. Afilu dova osu b'moyed mishum tircha mutter. Afilu ma'ase uman. So if it's a day tircha, that doesn't apply. That thing which would be osu b'moyed is mutter. Here's a faket. Here's a kula by it. Right? Is mutter by Ovel, because as the Shach says, because by Moed there's another factor, namely that by Moed it has to do with Kovet HaMoed, Dovah Shel Tircha. For example, you know, the Rav said, quoting this Ritva, that the reason if Malach is also by Moed, it's also because of the Mitzvah Simcha. That's what the Ritva says. There's another possible pshat why Malach would be also Chol HaMoed, even Midiraisa, namely Kovet HaMoed, right? And it's also, I think one of the sources of Mohazes, because of Mikra Kodesh. In other words, it's not the Malach, it's not the Maisa Malacha per se. It's that you want to give a Tzuas Hayom. What does the day look like? So Midiraisa, which is like Nitu L'Chachomim. You know, there's a very famous Ramban, which you're all familiar with, that the Ramban says in Chumash, that all the Shvusim that Chachomim made, that there's a mocker for that Midiraisa. Because of course, all shvusim are drabonon, but the Ramban, it's such a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban, wisdom Ramban, I think it's an Emor, says that let's just conjure up in our minds what would Yontif look like, right? If it were or Shabbos, what would it look like if there weren't all the drabons, all the shvusim? So the Ramban shows you, you know, the what the day would look like. You'll have the chenveni. He's sitting there, you know. He's doing work. It's a huven al hashulchan, right? He could do business the whole day. The only thing is, he won't write down something. He'll tell the goy to write it down, right? But, you know, you go through the whole day, and then, of course, he'll go to the golf course. The Ramban left that part out. But, you know, most of the places that it's not necessarily a Meshus Alam D'Yeraisa. So, at the end, what is Shabbos? So he says, the particular shvusin, those, you know, the Torah meant for the Chachamim to make shvusin, to give structure and meaning to the day. You know, we had this, if you remember, we quoted when we learned Jiradeya, that I think the Orcha Shulchan wants to answer on the Ramor. The Ramor says that that Maris Ayin is only also if it's Diraisa, but Maris Ayin if it's Rabbonon, right, is Mutter, right? Yeah. For example, if it's almond milk, right? The Mishnah says like this: if you see the halach is, if you think that a person is, you know, it's a shalav b'basar b'cholov, you have meat cooking in almond milk, right? So it's really, it's okay. It's not milk, but people won't know. So it's marasayin. So you have to put the shkedim on the table, right? So people will realize that there's no marasayin. So, but the Ramah says, if it's, let's say, psa'of b'cholov, which is only drabanon, then there's no halacha marasayin. So the Shach asked that it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says that you're not allowed to have your horse or cow going b'shuk with the bell clanging, right? Because it'll look like he's going, l'chimgut, he's going to the marketplace. So they're going to the marketplace, what's the Issa? Mecha chamemka is only also, tzchor is only also midrabanon. So the Shach rejects this din of the Ramah. He says even it applies even in Drabanan. The Orcha Shulchan answers, if you remember, the Pesachei Tshuva answers, there's a chiluk between Chad v'Chador. Right, very good, right. But the Orcha Shulchan answers, no, Shabbos is different. Shvusim by Shabbos are not a regular Drabanan. Because Shulchan are like, right? So that's the other reason why Malach is Asa Cholamai, to give it to Zayom, and therefore, and for that there's a Loch of Tircha. But,
do we hold
Kavod HaMoed
is
Deraisa? So, again, that comes whether Malacha,
whether that's a device or not may depend also on this, you know, and that's why I'm signing this Ramban, you know, the particular malacha is zicha only when it's Rabbanan, right? But that there is a concept to make it, you know, that it gives a day, Allah, what the Ramban says, even about Shabbos itself, right? So that may be a derisa. But then the Issa Malacha, right, in that respect, Tircha on the Moed is more chomer than Avelus, because you want to give Tzur Sayom, right? But in terms, but the cooler that you have, that Dover Ovid is Mutter by Moed, and Osa only Idea Cherim by Ovel, that may be, maybe it's because of that, this halacha, the svar is because of simcha. If the iser is simcha, so dava avi, you know, the guy's sitting there at his table with his wine and everything, but he's thinking this whole time, you know, this dava avi, he's going to lose whatever it is that he's going to lose.
According to that, why would a non-Jew do malacha for someone be impacting the Tzuras Hayom?
So again, so I guess you have to say that in general, that you know what the goy does is like is kind of like, you know, shlichus la'akum. So it should depend on how you write that. It may depend on how you interpret, you know, amir l'nochri. But is it because of dabedover? Is it because of shlichus la'akum? You know, right? But it's something to think about. I agree. You know, for example, this halacha, that there's a chiluk between the first 3 days and the rest of the shiva, right? That we're more machmer the first 3 days, right? For example, Dovah Ovid, we ask the first 3 days, the mamoz lacha shlosha yomim havishom yesh lahokin afil toch gimel, for who have some meruba, right? Right, and, you know, if it's have some rule, we might make it even talk to him. But what is the first 3 days? Why are they the most? Why are they more significant as it relates to malacha in general? Because what are the first 3 days designated for? For bechi, for crying, right? You know, it's within the malos of shiva, the first 3 days represent a more intense grief, bechi, and therefore any malacha takes away from that, as you said, distraction. So hesach hadas. The shaila is, what if it's a he says that if it's a dover of a Ramos says that if it's mutter for the ovel, it's mutter dafka who vidova ovel mutter lasso so ovel baatzmo, right? Vahu dova ovel mutter lasso so ovel baatzmo. The shach says nonetheless he should do a bit sinner. So the shaila is, what if it's the dover of it? What if the dover of it is not mine? What if the dover of it is somebody else's? Is that also mutter? Right? Even yesh inyan dover of it, for eino motzei poel lemalachto rak ovel ayin be I don't know what chesalaf is. That it's not chayodim, is it? No, it wouldn't be chayod. I don't know that. Bekuntus matzevus mo, chelak alf bekuntus matzevus Moshe, the tzidid lahokil. See, what does that shaila depend on? See, the shaila comes back to this issue. What's the locha dover? What's the het of dover ovid? Is dover ovid because the loss? So really, it's all the dover ovid is because that's not called malacha for him. Because if it's a dover ovid, so. If it's Hesach Hadas, if there's a big Dover Ovid, there'll be even, if he lets it go, maybe for Simcha we said it, but maybe even for Avelis, there'll be a bigger Dover Ovid, bigger Hesach Hadas. So if we're Mekil, so then that's only for the Ovid himself. He's not so concerned about somebody else's, you know, that's not going to stare his thinking. But if the Loch is Dover as a separate Heta, they're Mata because of Dover Ovid, right? So that's not only his dava avid, then it's even somebody else's dava avid. You know, he's the only one who can salvage the situation, so that would apply to the avil as well. But if it's aloch, because dava avid is mutter, like we said by yontif, dava avid mutter is because the whole reason is because Simcha shouldn't have a hesach hadas, and maybe that relates or doesn't relate, as we spoke about. But if you think it does relate to the avil also, so maybe it only relates to the avil because in terms of his grief and so on, if he'll be thinking about Sivinoso Shetova Vayam instead of the Avelus, then it's a heta only for his Dover Ovid, but it doesn't have a heta from anybody else's Dover Ovid. But if it's a separate Mati because of a Mokum Dover Ovid, Logosu, so then it applies even if it's somebody else's Dover Ovid. Right? He speaks about this in Pisre Tshuva because of Chamuda Daniel. We Kivega has it before, but if you look in Chamudei Daniel and Pesach Tshuva, Kosev B'Sefer Chamudei Daniel, Nirek Sasha Efshel Ahata Lahaske Susov B'Chdei Lahachilam Sezed Dava Ovid. Right, that's also called Dava Ovid, to be able to rent out your horses. Why is that a Dava Ovid? That's just Menia says. In other words, because otherwise you wouldn't have money to feed the horses, right? For Kosev Ol, the Dover Ovid Afilu, what I'm interested in though is the second thing. La'acha Mutu Ha'ovid Lasos, Lefikach Mutu Lofe, Lelech B'toch Shiva. V'im Sholoch Chola Godol, La'echot Shiovo Elav, Fu Ovil Mutu Lelech. So what does that mean? So the doctor, even if he's a doctor and somebody is sick, what does it mean, chola godol? He means he's seriously ill?
That's right.
As opposed to, what means seriously ill?
Can't be
misukan kavan. No, pikoch nefesh kol to kuli. It doesn't mean that, but it means it's not just a kol or something like that.
But somebody else could do it too. It wouldn't be in a pikoch nefesh. So he's sending for him. Stavka him is sending for.
Uh huh. This is a chiddush because most doctors think that the whole Torah doesn't apply to them. Not Shabbos, not this, so don't have to come on. All right.
It's the same din as the Dabar HaOvid. Because the Shabbos Aveda, if it's a mitzvah, that you have to go save somebody else's money, the doctor has to go.
Right,
to
save. Right. So, but again, but
so the Avelis shouldn't trump that.
But you see, what he's quoting, that's Rabbi Kivega's Suffolk, and he quotes from the Matzevis Moshe to be Mekel, right? Or there's apparently a Machmir about it. So he quotes again also, what if it's for others? But Dovah, look in the next Pisrei Tshuva. He quotes also in the Chamuda Daniel. Tu adim im yesh Dovah Ovid lahakona, im lo yikne muto limkolo ayde acha, the efshel fil ayde atzmo. Okay.
So we're more makel with somebody else's avid.
No, we're not more makel. We're even makel by somebody else's aveda. Not more. No, that's assuming that it's mutter for his own. Now, it's a dava avid for the other person. So. Is that also that we're makel about? Now, this is going to assume that we're makel for the Ovel Aydei Achayim Bedover Ovid, maybe even Aydei Atzma, the Ramah says, right? Not like the Mechaber, but if he's not makel for his own, he's not makel for somebody else's. Right? Again, it depends why Dover Ovid is mutter, to explain. L'chayru.
Okay.
Tagmatcha shelo bedova ovid. Shelo im lo yimko yafsid mihakeren nimkeres aide acherim. Avim lo yafsid mihakeren elishim yim kerena ata yavir bo yosa ishim kerena achakach maitisifov also. Right? In other words, the halacha dava ovid means, like, and this is what it means also the Mari Cotton, by Chalamoyed, dava ovid is mutter if you'll suffer a loss. But if it'll just be menias a revach that you can make more money, that's not called dava ovid. So therefore, if I don't sell, let's say, pragmatia, now is a great time to buy, and if I buy, you know, the market's for sure going to go up, or whatever the pragmatia is, I could buy, you know, product at a very low rate, the guy. So that's not mutter. But if it's that I own stuff and if I don't sell it now, it'll be beyond the expiration. I'm in the dairy business. If I don't sell over the shiva, the product will expire. So that's dava ovid. But menias avevach is not a dava ovid. So the shachik, but this again, why is this shayoros? Why is that? That's nachamot menias avevach. In other words, the caravans come now. I can get a really good buy. Why isn't that? So that he's makil about. That's also called dava ovid. Why isn't it just meniach revach? So the shach says, hatam kevet shu dava she'enu motzui v'kach mufush patur. So he says not like the lavushas because it's hefsid meruba. It's because it's not motzui. You know, these caravans. It's not like you know you have a sale. Oh, if I'm going to miss this sale. Let people will ask you all the time, what about, can I buy things on Chol HaMoed? Right, there's a sale. There's a sale in Macy's or wherever it is that you buy, right? So is that mutter? So that's not mutter because the sale comes every other week, you know? But if it's a sale that's not going to come, so it's not motzoi, like shayoros, then it would be mutter. Unless it's Chol HaMoed, of course, right? Look in the Pesachei Shua Shayoros, Ayin B'Shach, Atam V'Kos Hashem, Chamudi Daniel, Dezer Lo Mahani, Ela B'Maso Matan, Aval in Nizdamna Lo Eze Melocha, Afil Efshel Histaka Harbe, Oso, Ach in Ivo Zer B'Leil Shiva, Efshel Ahavta Sheyesh Om Kismiksas Yom Kekulo. So he says, he's only, you know, it's only if it's business. But if the dove, if it's that he has to do the malachi himself, he got a great job now. If he'll do this, he'll get a super, compensation. So that's not mutter. But the only time that doesn't go into dove of it, that's even though it's maybe it's not motzi, but it's that we're not makel about. We're only makel about pragmatia. But he is makel about that if it's the night, the last night, because there's a machlokes rishonim. We know the last day of Shiva, we say miksu yom kukulo. What about, do you say miksu yom kukulo at night? Or does it have to be only by yom? We pass in halacha that it's, it's a rabban about it, that it's only by yom. So he says, but you can be somechan that stod in lakula for this dava of it, that he would do the malach himself. That's what the Pesachei Shua quotes in the Chamud Daniel.
I don't understand the difference between the shach and the lavush. Because wouldn't the shach's understanding that it's just a davar she'enu motzoi be a category of hefsid meruba?
Right. So you see that he doesn't think that. Right. What does the shach mean? The shach is saying that it's not because it's hefsid meruba. It's because I think he means something else. He means he doesn't mean hefsid meruba. He means a different heter. He means to say that it's like it's lo shchiach. The whole thing is, that he's, that doing avelis, I think this is what the Shach means. Your routine has to change, right? So if it's something that's part of your routine, you're doing business this week, even though obviously it's expensive for you and it's not easy, we're talking about either an oni who's mispanished, but stalker, they have to come up with a special heta, right? But it's, you know, you have to disrupt your routine. But if it's something that comes, you know, that's extraordinarily unusual, that doesn't look like he's unconcerned with his avelos. It's because it's unusual. The shayoras come. But it's not necessarily because of hesed merubah. The nafkamina is going to the shach. What if it's not a hesed merubah? I mean, again, the question is always in Shulchan Aruch when we make a remark, how much is hefshed merubah? But the Shach is saying it's not because of hefshed merubah. It's because it doesn't represent that you continue your normal routine. You know, an ovel means something tragic has happened. You have to take notice. You have to disrupt your schedule. So, but if it's something that's not motzi at all, that's not, I think that's what the Shach means. Okay.
So Lechora, the Ramah would probably say that you can do it yourself with the Shayaros. Because the Ramah...
Right, it's interesting, but the Ramah, it's interesting...
He ain't coming here, though.
Well, how come the Ramah does it? He's not masik over here. He's only masik in the Halacha before.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's continue. Lahalvas la oldika chovin beribis, la osim shurigil lilvos mimeno, mutu lahalvos lahem aidea cherim. So to lend money to a goy beribis, so that also is permakta, so the machab is mata aidea cherim, mishum de havi dova of it.
So that's not a Karen loss either.
So the Shach is bothered. Why is this called Dover Ovid? It's not. So he says, because here it's not just that you lose the money, the interest that you're not lending for that week. They, if you're not available all the time, they're not going to come back to you. So that's considered like you're losing the Karen. You're losing your business.
But you could have the same. You can make this. There are certain circumstances you can have in Prakmatia too, where your business depends on.
So, in other words, so that would apply maybe in this case as well. I'll just give you an example, though I don't think we're going to be Makelfin. Just in a completely different context. We have a baker. They asked me at the OU just this past week. There's a baker who is Jewish, and he, you know, we generally don't rely on Mechiras Chametz for. You know, that you sell the chametz and can continue your business and so on. If you're Jewish owned, you have to close down. That's generally our policy. That's our policy because I remember when I first took over the Rav, the Rav told me, he was a big opponent of Mechiras Chametz. He used to tell people, if it's chametz d'oraisa, throw it out, don't sell it. Because the Mechiras Chametz is only harama and... you know, you shouldn't sell it. I remember Baal Lichtenstein used to sell his chametz, and I don't think he sold chametz d'oraisa. He would sell. The Rebbe was mekel though about whiskeys, because he said there are many Rishonim hold that that's not Right, that's not chametz d'iraisa, because you're not the, since the tarovus, that tarovus chametz, there's no bai, not that's not chametz d'iraisa, that there's no bai rabbi matzah on tarovus chametz, right? So he was makel about that, but he wasn't makel about other stuff he would recommend always to throw it out. And he was he didn't like the mechiras chametz in general. But I remember he told me, Jews own company, don't give them hashgacha. So that's what we do. We don't give them hashgacha.
So they close down and they sell, or they don't.
No, they have to close down and sell. Right. No, but not that they stay open, and keep doing business and just have a mechira. He didn't hold from that at all. Right. You know that Reb Moshe held that you can do that and so on, but the Rav didn't hold that.
Selling chametz, you mean.
Selling chametz and continue to do the but the Rav recommended
to sell the chametz.
Right,
that is already sold.
Right, so in, you know he was in general he wasn't for these kind of mechiras for Avramis. He was also very much against ahead to Iska. You know, he didn't align ahead to Iska and things like that. But you know, business in Israel would probably come to a halt with his. You know, how would the banks function?
Could it be here that the mechaber is chash to the tzad, and I think it's this week's parsha even, that there's actually a mitzvah lehalvos l'goyim meribis, to halvos l'goyim meribis, and that maybe because of the mitzvah, he's...
Uh-huh.
You know, there's some
Rishon
hold that that's part of the
right. That's not what the Shach says. The Shach is saying, because this is called Dava Ovid. Because, so I was going to relate it to this, mm-hmm. That's just coming back over here. This was the question that was asked me this week, was that this company, if they just got a Costco account. So in order for them to continue, they have to produce. They won't. You know, they can't have 3 days that they're not producing for Costco. Costco will go someplace else. So that's real dove of it, right? So they asked me what we should do. So I said we're just going to go with lose the company, because the Rav said we're not going to. No, you know, they would like for us to be able to figure out a way that we can bake on Pesach with some kind of mechira, and I can't. You know, there were times I know Belsky would. Figure out a way with selling the stock and this and this and so on, but you know, it's not. I don't think it's such a big company that's a dove of it for me. So no. Depends about the dove of it. You know, or you just do with the Chamudi, Daniel, and Kivay. But since the Shach says the reason with the guy is because that's a dove of it, because he'll go to another place, right? So that's important to know in Hilchas in Chol Moed also. Let's say a person if he closes down his business. He'll lose those big accounts. They just won't come back to him. If you don't service them in Chol HaMoed, so from the Shach, it would seem that that would be considered a Dava Ovid. It would be Mutter. Right? Yeah. You know, if it's a kind of a business that you have to be out there
this
servicing your clients.
Yeah, this happens to us. You know,
to lawyers.
You can't just not pick up your phone.
Chol HaMoed.
They'll go...
You won't have any accounts.
You can go 2 days without, 3 days without. But right. At some point, if they were, they won't come back.
Right. So that's what the Shach says also. La'osim shugin. Alright. Okay.
It doesn't mean you have to build it. Right,
is it
how much
if you're just trying to keep them? That's a separate deal. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, let's continue. So, in masik zuzi be'inshi va'idne mashkachlu u'basa hachi la that's also dava of it. The man owes me money. If I don't send somebody to get the money from him now, he's going to go on a trip to Florida or maybe further, and he's never going to see this guy again. So, or he might not see him again. That's also dava ovid. So the shach says kloma l'shloach achem shitveenu hamos behem dahavli dava ovid. Im yesh lo din al odom siftes, eno tov. Eino Toveya Kol Zayin. So if he has a claim about another person doing his shiva, he's not allowed to be Toveya. Vimhudova Ovid Kagon Shabikesh Lelech Lemdinas Hayam O Edo Cholim Osu Moshe Vedan Imo. You know, so he's a worry that he'll die. So, you know, he has witnesses that he's going to bring, and so that's a dava of it. So that's mutter. Kol hadvam she'tiru b'moed mishum tzorech hamoed kulam asum ba'ovel afilu aydei acherim. You know, all those things that are mutter because it's tzorech hamoed, those things don't apply to the ovel. It's because it's tzorech hamoed. So that's, even though Dava Ovid is Mutter Aydei Acherim, and Dava Ovid is Mutter even Aydei Atzma B'moyed, that's not Mutter for, understand that that's not Mutter for the, for an Ovid, it's not Tzorech HaMoyed. Shach says, Kloma kol advom shelo hitiru b'moyed mishum Dava Ovid, chai gavna, elam shen Tzorech HaMoyed, kulam asum b'ovid. Okay. Avo shesodeo b'yad acherim ba'arisus or b'chachrichus or b'kablonus hareil avdu mikedavkin b'mei ha'avol shabal hasada v'afilu nishlam zman chakigrosam kodav nishalu b'sada k'mo shehoyu. So an oris, so let's just take an oris as an example. An oris means he's a sharecropper. He has a certain, he works my field, right, and he gets a percentage of it. So that's considered, though, that's not considered that he's working for me. He's working with Petoch Atzmo. He has rights, legabe arisus, for that, and he just has to pay me a certain percentage. So it's not considered that he's my poyo. And if it's also when he's a, even while he's an ovel. So the Shach says, arisus hainu l'shlish l'viyu, charichus shenosin lo skum mi peiros hasoda, ben osu ma'at ohave, v'kablona shenosin lo Moskum Yadua. So all of those three things, it's considered that the poyel is doing b'sol shalom, not for me, and he's not my shliach to do it. Just he owes me a certain amount, which he'll pay later on. Percentage, either a set amount or a percentage of the crop and of the produce and so on. Next sif, im ha'ovel hu oris b'sod shel acherim. Lo yavod hu ba'atzmo, ava yidei acherim mutter. In other words, what if he's the ovel, he's the ovitz. So he owes to the person that's not an ovel a certain percentage. So again, that would be mutter a yidei acherim, because that's considered, I guess, so why is that mutter? He says, "Ein zeh nikra meleches ha'ovel, el meleches bal hasoda." Shach said, "No."
That's a stira from
the. Yes, yeah, isn't it what the Shach said? These two halachas. See, this is not Dover Ovid, because it's not from the Karen, right? Isn't it? It's Menias Harevach. So, but he's saying, because here, when the Oris, when I'm the Oris, so I'm, when somebody else does the work, we consider that he's working for who? For the.
For themselves.
He's working, no, but in the second one, he's saying he's working for the Baal HaSoda. Im ha'ovel hu oves b'soda shel acherim, lo yavod hu ba'atzmo, aval idei acherim mutter. Why is it mutter idei acherim? It's not a dova ovid, right? And even dova ovid, let's say you say it's mutter, which is right, kivegas la'acherim, but this is not a dova ovid offhand and oves, right? It's a different hector, because when the acherim are working, it's considered that they're working for the Baal HaSoda, not for me.
Why? But then, isn't that such the halacha? I mean, he has it both ways. If his son is biyad achem by rishus, harei elu ovdim kedakim b'mei ha'avel shabal hasadeh.
Perhaps because when the aris himself is working, he's doing it for himself. But when the aris sends a shliach, so we're asking who's the shliach working for. So we could say he's working as a shliach, but he's not really gaining from his friend who's the avel, or he's doing the work of the baal hasada.
Right, maybe. And also, we don't know who the money ultimately would go to. If he sends a shliach, who keeps? And if I have to give a third of it, let's say, to the Baal HaSada, right? And the rest, where does that go? That doesn't mean that I get the money. Maybe the worker will get the money. He'll be the Oris. He'll be B'makom, the Baal. That's what he means. In other words, I'm not. So then he's the Oris. Then the agreement switches when he sends somebody else. He's working for the Baal HaSada. He's the Oris that week for the Baal HaSada.
If the money.
Right.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Because then he's not my shliach.
Why does he bother sending somebody?
No, he wants to keep it going. He doesn't want the other guy to lose, or he doesn't want, maybe he loses the platos this week, but he wants to maintain the relationship or something like that. And maybe he's allowed to get part of the money also. Right? I mean, listen, this guy's not doing it for nothing either. Right?
In the cases in the Gemara, I don't know where they would see anything in the Dafid Aleph and Lamed Kohen.
We'll have to look it up. Next halacha. Aval im yesh shchir yom she'ovid sode stei ha'ovel afil bi'ir acheres lo yaseh, right? And as I'm paying this guy, it's my field, and I'm paying him. He's not an ovis. I pay him per hour, so he's my worker. So that's not mutter. It's not dava ovid. He can't continue working for me. So he has to stop. Kevin she'enu etzel barisus or b'charichus or b'kablon. So it's not considered that he's working for himself. Then he's the shliach. He's a shliyom. So he's working for the ovel. That's not permitted. Im yesh la ovel. Chamor, or svina, muchkar, or muskar biyad acher. Hareze lo yase bimei evlo, shabal ha chamor, vasvina. Im lo shesachu kodem shehiskel ha velus, vadain lo kol hazman, avim kol hazman osa. In other words, if I rented it before, so then again, I rented it, so I'm also betoch shali, so to speak, right? At kinyan ischiris and so on. But if the time is up, now we're continuing the agreement. So it's like I'm renting and doing the avelos. So that's also. Okay.
Are these the same in Kol Moed? these distinction?
With Cholamoy, you don't have because it's also for everybody, unless you mean you rented it to a guy.
Yeah.
Offhand, it would be the same Cholamoy. Im hayo hachamor v'asvina biyad acherim, the master l'shlish to v'yesh matim v'yesh osrim. Why is this different than regular avisus? Why? What's the v'yesh osrim? What is it? Shach shei. The dafka b'karka shoyt the avisus kaimam masher enkein hocha. He's saying an oris that we say that is also a shol shalom, that's by karka only, because karka is all made for avisus, but a sfina not.
So is it a marzayin?
No, he's just saying that if it's kalka, since it's only lakach,
there's similar dinim like in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. They say Tanor also would be Aser, for example. It's not Omer, or I don't remember exactly. But we make a distinction between land and Metalto.
Right. But he's saying that, you know, by Karka, since it's Omilakach, that means I transferred to him Farisus. And he's considered that he has Schus in it and he's using it. But if it's Metalto, and he's saying it's really you're using. It's not that you have a kinyan in it. It's a business arrangement. You're using mine, but you're over. You're considered over besoch shali. If it were just kaka metalton, I could understand. The shachzes are different things because kaka's omid lavisus. But you know, I could have said because metaltalin, it's like I lent you my thing. You're using mine. Kaka. The dafka b'kaka shari, the la arisus kaima, asha enkein hacha. Of course, it's the vibe is like this. All right, let's continue. Im ha'ovel muskula acher lo yasem alocha bimei evlo. Aval de acherim shori. So this is even though if he's muskula achelo yasin alach b'mei evlo avay de'acherim shori. So the shach, even if it's not a dover over. So what does it mean avay de'acherim shori? In other words, what? I get somebody to replace me. What does this mean? Ima ovel muskula acher. In other words, I have to work for somebody else.
Yeah.
So for him it's also, but Aideh Acherim it's Mutter, even if it's not a dava of, because if it's dava of it, everything's mutter dava of it, aide achem, right? So, aval aide achem, shari, mashman, dafil, enu dava of it, the shashas, the chain mashman, the hejib, brat, terazov, because of the afro people, el, sif beis vehei, osu, afilo, aide achem, mikom makom hocha mutter, aide achem, vuhu yika chascha, min habailim, shere ein ika malocha shalom. What does it mean? Who's the who? In other words, it means the worker would get the money directly from the one he's working for? Or it means he can take the money and just give it to the worker? Nearly. Kula gedola daha afilo ani hamispanish min hatzdaka lo yase bitzina betoch beisel shlosha yom hamishonim mishum hefse b'mona ma'at shavus lehu lasos malacha befahesya u'mashma leil havav midu. Midu kosa of my Shepivish v'chula, sheyashu atzma v'locha, nearly kula gadol, mashmahu al yidei acherim, shalom fi anis daita niritim, mid maisi le, mid mas, you know, that to compare it, la'oni ha-mispanish min ha-tzdaka, mashma, afilu yidei acherim osu, mashu kosev, sheyashu atzma v'locha, nearly kula gadol, kosev, kain, klap, klifim mas, shepivish rashi sham, al v'im, hayu, Mukhochum or Mukhchkom, Fazelashon, Imhoi Mukhochum or Muskovim, Haim or Behemta, Eitel Achem, the Mahala Choldash or Chotchaim, Hare Elu, Yasur, Haim, La Atzman, Layav Sidus Chom, Akamashon, Allah Koi, Vama Mashipushi, Yasur, who Atzma Vallocha, Kula Gdola, Elakoi, Abehemta Lachud, Ukapurish Arrived, Lokashaya Atzma Muskov. Avalo nochis haros lachali kishu atzma musko ben al deachem al deachem v'zeh nir dasatur shlo chilku v'kach. So this is mutter even shlo b'makom dava ovid, because it's not considered in a word. It's not because he's doing my malacha for me. He's the one who's doing the malach. He replaces me, so to speak. He's not my shliach. So it's not considered dava. So you don't even need dava of it. I think that's the pshat.
As long as the avel is not getting salary,
right,
or whatever as a result.
Here he quotes, looking at Gilim Lashoy, he quotes, what if he's the imhu uman l'rabim ramban v'arayver v'arosh posku kibshim gamliel de mutter v'harif v'arabim lo posku kavosai ele bed I'm not sure that stands for David Kedisil Kamen Shin Pei Dal Ken Gam Hamachaba Hishmit Okan Ken Shoichit the muscle she even lo avel also lo lishrot im einu tzorach la atzma lecho kama she kosev b'di ika od shoychet av she einu kokach mumcho kamo mi urofe muta av b'she yesh rofe acha tshuva shvus yankev u bin min hoge kloiz in al kosev avel lo yishrot v'ayin tshuva spes yankev tatamish utza Penya Nabil, the lower daita. Different reason. He says it shouldn't be an oval shouldn't shech. He's the shoychid of the city, right? So even if he says it's also because since he's in tzar, he won't. Maybe he'll be menabel. He won't, because he won't be so focused. Haisa, let's just read just a few more halachas. Haisa malachto b'yad acherem b'kabalonis b'dova tolosh b'beso lo yasu b'bayis b'beis acherem v'lo yasu b'beis acherem yasu. Right? Haisa malachto b'yad acherem b'kabalonis b'dova tolosh b'beso lo yasu b'beis. If it's b'beso, they shouldn't do it. But if it's b'beis acherem, because the kabbalan, he's not getting paid. He's not a schir yom. He can do whenever he wants. It's not considered related. He's doing b'toch shalos. Right? This is similar to the halacha we had before by Behemoth, right? If he accepted it before, so to speak, the kabbalan is doing b'toch shalos because he can do whenever he wants. He's not the shliach, so to speak, like a schir yom of the ovel. So that's permitted.
Like Shabbos.
It's similar to Loch Shabbos, yes. And it has to be Dovah Ktolosh, the Shach explains, because otherwise, she yochel asos betzina, the chol shechein Dovah mechubish, and a yochel asos so el befahesia. Right? So that's the halach we had before. We just give the ha'isa malach to achem b'yado afilo b'dovet tolosh k'gon larag ben b'kablonis ben shelo b'kablonis lo yasa. And if it's right, even v'hine im ha'yad dovet oved yasa aydei acherim mutalo hokil malach b'mei evlo lasos achakach u'bavad shelo yishkol lo yimdot kederach shu osa b'shar pamim. In other words, he's allowed to accept work to do after the avelus, right? As long as it's not that he's measuring and everything, then it looks like he's doing the malacha now. As he says, you know, I want you to weave these, you know, if he has to measure how many yards of yarn, whatever it is, that wouldn't be mutta. But if he says, he's allowed to accept the job to do after the avelus. And the next halacha was, which we just read, Kabbalonis, Bedova, Tolish, Beveso, Lo Yasa, Bebesachem, right? He insisted Tolish because if it's Kalka, it won't be Mutter. Tolish can, because Tolish can be done with Sinner. That's what the. Okay. Let's just read the next sefer staff. Hayelo binyan biyad acherim bekablonos bechol. Or b'chol hamoyed lo yasu afilu hu chutz l'tchum ha'ir v'im elu ha'kabalonim ovdi kachovim mutom livnoso b'shabbos v'yontav shechol b'mei ha'evel im hu chutz l'tchum ha'ir v'ein ir acheres shebo yisrael b'toch tchum shel oso beso. So this is halacha that, you know, that applies to chol hamoyed as well, right? In other words, kalka you're not allowed to do because that's considered for Hes, even though he gave it to the Kabbalonis, because it has a Shem. But if it's Be'ir Acheres and they won't know anything about it, then it'll be Mutter. Lo yasu afilu hu chutz l'tchum ha'ir, afilu moslem kodom ha'avol, o kodom chol ha'moed, osu b'bnei maras ha'ayin, shekem shiyuchlu b'nei odom l'alecha sham, v'yiru ha'malocha yomu re'ezeh shemosim alachto lachem b'mei ha'evel o b'chol ha'moed v'lo yodi d'kabulus hu gabayu kodem lachem. No, so the Shach says it's because of Maris Ayin. I'm just wondering in terms of the Shach and Lamor that we just spoke about in Yeridaya. Right? I mean, the Shach's okay because the Shach says that Maris Ayin applies even to Drabonins, right? But if you think, so Chol HaMoed maybe, you know, according to Lamor, maybe Diraisa, so we don't have a problem about Maris Ayin. But is Avelus also Malacha Chol? What's the Loch of Avelus? So if it's Avelus Yom Rishon, Avelus Yom Rishon is Diraisa. But the other days of Avelus is only Drabonin. So why is there a problem in terms of Maris Ayin in a Drabonin? If you think there's no Maris Ayin in a Drabonin, why? What's the answer on the Ramor? So if you give the answer that the you know Nachlas Tzvi gave there, that's Chadrei Chadorim. So that, and but this is not Chadrei Chadorim. That's the other. It's in public. So then it's okay. Right. Okay.
Well, maybe we say like Shabbos. We say you know because it's like the busas like the oraisa. They say, okay, the first
days
are the rice, the other days are not, but they're really there.
Meshach
Shoichi. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's something like
maybe,
that, like
on the Rav thought that all days of the Shiva, even if you, the Nihuge Avelus are only Drabonon, but the Chaloishim Ovel is Diraisa,
right.
All Shiva. And he said, before Harayit, then there's Chaloishim that is an Ovel, all Shiva, because you see, Ovel in the Mishaleh called Kobanosov called Shiva. So you see, there's a Chaloishim and Gav of Ovel. That is called the Gavis and Ovel, as late to certain halachas, because he thought that Ovel Amishmer Echav would also Yisum was a Diraisadin.
The Ravid holds the Shloshim's
there. Right, the Ravid says he learns from Nozer that Shloshim is Diraisa. On the contrary, it's a very ironic Ravid, because the Ravid says that Shloshim is Diraisa, because we learned it Pera from the Nozer, Pera, right? So it ends up that Shloshim is Diraisa, according to the Ravid, but Shiv is Drabonim. Okay, I just mentioned something I was thinking about in the parsha. You know, in the Aseres Adibus, one of the Aseres Adibus is Losignov. So Rashi says that Losignov means is Gnevis Nefashos, because from the context we see we're speaking about something that brings Nefashos, right? Capital offense. So the Rav pointed out that the Rambam, if you look, assuming that text of the Rambam is correct, the Rambam only quotes the Lav of Geneva. So the Gemara learns it from where Losignov is Genevis Nefashos, and Genevis Mammon is Losignovu, which is in Parshas Kedoshim, right? But the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Geneva, quotes that it's also says Losignov. Apparently that the Rambam thinks, that I heard from what he said, that once you have lo signovu, then the lo signov in the Aseres Adibros is related not only to Gnevis, you know, the equal of is what do you call it? Is Gnevis
Nefashos.
Is Gnevis Nefashos, but subsumed in that is also Gnevis Mammon. But if that's true, it tells us something about the Issa Gneva. Except then what would be difficult about that is then if the Ram says the reason you don't get Malkus on Gneva is why? Because it's Nita Glase, Nita Lishovim. Right? If it's Kayim, then it's Nita Glase, but Hivshav as a Gzela, right? And what you call it is Nita Lishovim. But it should also be a Lav HaNita Lasoris Mises Bezdin then. Because it's a Lav HaNita Lasoris Mises Bezdin because the lav it also involves a capital offense. Gnevis, so why don't you say there's no malchus because it's lav nitin lasaris misas bezdin? Unless you say here it's different, that since there's another lav, lo signovu, it also subsumes on lo signo, but it's not nitin lasaris because lo signovu is not nitin lasaris misas bezdin. But he still subsumes it under lo signov. But I think there's an important thing to think about. You see that by gneva then, and maybe Bagzela also, the Rav speaks about this, there's a Magamishna about, let's say the Ram says, Asu Ligna Vafilo, I don't have a Ram in front of me. Yeah, the Ram beginning of Hilchas Ne'er, Afilo Pachas Mishavim, no? Kolshu, I think the Ram says. The Perek Aleph from Gnei Valoch Aleph. What Mary Salach, wait. Gnei
Valoch?
Yeah, but no, Gneva, Hilchas Gneva. What does he say? Kol Hagonev Mamin Mishav. Oh, I lost it. Oh, Kol Hagonev Mamin Mishav Putul Mala Ova Alosa. Say Shenema Lo Signovu. The Ain Lokan Allah is there. Shay Nitan Litashlumu. Shaganav Chayva also told the Shalin. Echad Hagonev Mamin Yisol Hagonev Mamin Goy Over the Echad Hagonev is a Golul as a cotton. So the Lamb says, Mishava Puto Umaila. Uh-huh. And what does he say in Hilchas Gzela?
So the Lamb says, Lo Signov.
Like the Lamb says, Lo Signov.
No, I thought he said, Lo Signov.
What does he have here?
Yeah.
Oh, so they changed the text. So the standard Lamb said, Lo Signov.
In that same halacha.
Yeah. Oh. Right. So it says Lo Signovu. Okay. What is it? Do you have a Magid Mishnah here?
Yeah.
Right, they changed the text. Kol Hagonev Mishava Putul Maya, Din Shava Putul Nisbar Bahabi Makomas, Allahu Nisbar Bisugya, Din Ha'akom. The goes on. Oh, okay, now what does he say in Hilchas Gzela? What if it's Kol Hagozel is Chaveo Shava Puta Over Belosa say the Ain Lokin Alav Zeshrek Kosh Nostuk La say Chayv LaHachse. And what does the Magid Mishnah say here? This is not the standard Rambams. This must be the.
I can check which.
So wasn't
it safer
mitzvahs?
No. If you the regular before, you know, rapper kolak goza shir puto mavua the ein logan of zan. No, there's a Magid Mishnah that says that pachus mishava puto is also because of chatzis shir. But are there other mandurahs in the Talmud? What does it say?
This is the only
mandurah
that I have here. Uh-huh. Check which mandurah they have.
I don't know if they still have the old Rambams. All right, I have to come back to it because I need the Rambam in front of me. I think the Magid Mishnah is it. Because if it's Lo Signov, the Shaila would be, what if it's, doesn't the Rambam say that it's, you know, the Rambam says Koshu, and thought, and then Magid Mishnah says because it's Al Tzchat Shishir. All right. Eichmann saying the Denver Basin Medrash and Aram in front of us. All right, have to come back to it. Fabian Schoenfeld told me a story once of Schoenfeld that he used to, when he was in the Rav Shir, obviously many years ago, he used to drive the Rav sometimes to, the Rav used to collect money for different stuckers, and he went to some wealthy man on the west side, and the man asked him a shayla. So the Rav said, bring me a Rambam. He didn't budge. So the Rav said, bring me a Rambam. And the man had to red-faced admit he doesn't own a Rambam. So Fabian told me, the Rav looked at him absolutely stunned and said, "Vi lepta yid on a Rambam? How does a Jew live without a Rambam?" Okay.
Steve Goldman.
Oh.
I did connect with him tonight.